because I spent two summers scratching.
Yeah, you sure can.
Boy, that's bad when you're sitting in the car and you go 100 miles when it's 100 degrees.
Oh, yeah, hot, you know, and burning, you know.
Yeah. Sweat runs down there.
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's mean.
Do you have those insects here that fly around at night and wink a little light?
Oh, we call them lightning bugs. Yeah.
Well, at a certain time,
they just pick at night.
I like to watch those.
I do too. Just like little lanterns. We kid and laugh when we got the little lanterns.
Mm-hmm. You have stinging insects here, bees and things like that.
Yeah, we sure do. We got the wasps, and we got these big old bumblebees and honeybees and everything like that, you know.
Where do your wasps build their nest?
See my film. I just took one out of one of these spireys the other day. Oh man, they was extra big wasps, you know.
Huh.
I bet there's 50 on that. Kind of make them comb-like, you know.
Yeah.
I just come and got this fly spray and put it on. Man, if I didn't scare them, then I knocked it out of there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you have any hornets around here?
Yeah, we have them there. Oh, I don't know what you mean. Yeah, we've got them.
What kind of a nest do they build?
A lot of them, they build kind of all in trees, you know, kind of a comb-like, them build, you know, and I guess they had some young ones that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know if they do that.
What kinds of wasps do you have?
We got them there, we call them mud daubers. They build, mud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got a lot of them build mud.
They're gentle little bugs.
Oh,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you have yellow jackets and things
like
that?
Yeah, we got some of them yellow jackets. They'll sting you, too.
Well, they sure will. Yeah. Just sit right there and bob.
Yes, sir. And boy, some people, they raise a knot on them, too.
Me. If one of those hits me, it'll really get...
kind of poison.
Yeah. Yeah, just...
yeah, maybe a knot.
Hump up. Do you have any other wasps?
Oh, we got two of these kind around here. I know this one I got the other day. They're bigger than ordinary wasps. It wasn't big as a bumblebee, but they're awful big, the biggest I'd seen around. I don't know where they come from.
Oh, do you ever go out in the morning and go between two bushes and have that stuff brush across your eyes? Spiders get out there at night?
Oh, yeah, run back in the spider webs. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, boy. Aren't they dismal?
Yes, sir. In the morning, I was like, someplace I know that spider webs have been right then home. Now I got to run in some, you know. Yeah, that happens a lot of times. It's been at night, you know, they do.
Yeah.
Boy, then you ever watch them come down. Can't they spin fast?
Boy, they can.
Yeah. And they'll take a wasp and just spin around him and tie him up. You ever watch him?
It's amazing how strong that stuff is.
Yeah, to get that wasp tied up, you can't do nothing.
Yeah. We got a big spider outside our back door. He's got the big old funnel web about that big around. The spider himself is really spotty. He's about like that. I haven't bothered him. I'd rather have him there than the bugs.
Yeah, you keep him away.
You won't hurt anybody.
No, you don't bother him. You won't.
I threw a leaf down there, and he was right out there ready to wrap it up. And he stood there a while and watched me and then gave up and went back in.
Yeah, he keeps the bugs in his way.
Well, what do you call those things that'll hang down from the ceiling and drift around in the air?
Oh. Well, Michael said you clean them webs up hanging down.
Mm-hmm. They're annoying, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are.
Get them all cleaned up. There's a new crop there before you get the broom.
Oh, yeah, come around, it's easy.
What kinds of trees do you have around here?
Oh, I tell you, all around, we have plenty of kind of tree around here, plenty of tree you can think of. Say, we bought up once some of them, what we call them umbrella trees from Louisiana, sent them out, and they made it.